Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Since I reached the age when I could remember things, I have seen my parents worshipping according to the right faith of Islam. Not a single day passed, but Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, visited us, both in the morning and in the evening. When the Muslims were persecuted, Abu Bakr set out for Ethiopia as an emigrant. When he reached a place called Barq al-Ghimad, he met Ibn al-Daghina, the chief of the Qa'ida tribe, who asked Abu Bakr, "Where are you going?" Abu Bakr said, "My people have turned me out of the country, and I would like to tour the world and worship my Lord." Ibn al-Daghina said, "A man like you will not go out, nor will he be turned out, as you help the poor earn their living. Keep good relation with your kith and kin. Help the disabled or the dependents. Provide guests with food and shelter, and help people during their troubles. I am your protector. So go back and worship your Lord at your home." Ibn al-Daghina went along with Abu Bakr and took him to the chiefs of Quraysh, saying to them, "A man like Abu Bakr will not go out, nor will he be turned out. Do you turn out a man who helps the poor earn their living, keeps good relations with kith and kin, helps the disabled, provides guests with food and shelter, and helps the people during their troubles?" So Quraysh allowed Ibn al-Daghina's guarantee of protection and told Abu Bakr that he was secure, and said to Ibn al-Daghina, "Advise Abu Bakr to worship his Lord in his house, and to offer prayer, and read what he liked, and not to hurt us, and not to do these things publicly. For we fear that our sons and women may follow him." Ibn al-Daghina told Abu Bakr of all that. So Abu Bakr continued worshipping his Lord in his house, and did not offer salah or recite Quran aloud, except in his house. Later on, Abu Bakr had an idea of building a mosque in the courtyard of his house. He fulfilled that idea and started offering salah and reciting Quran there publicly. The women and the offspring of the mushrikun started gathering around him and looking at him in astonishment. Abu Bakr was a soft-hearted person and could not help weeping while reciting Quran. This horrified the mushrik chiefs of Quraysh. They sent for Ibn al-Daghina, and when he came, they said, "We have given Abu Bakr protection on condition that he will worship his Lord in his house, but he has transgressed that condition and has built a mosque in the courtyard of his house, and offered his salah, and recited the Quran in public. We are afraid, lest he misled our women and offspring. So go to him, and tell him that if he wishes, he can worship his Lord in his house only. And if not, then tell him to return your pledge of protection. So we do not like to betray you by revoking your pledge, nor can we tolerate Abu Bakr's declaration of Islam, his worshipping in public." Aisha added, "Ibn al-Daghina came to Abu Bakr and said, 'You know the condition on which I gave you protection. So you should either abide by those conditions or revoke my protection, as I do not like to hear the Arabs saying that Ibn al-Daghina gave the pledge of a protection to a person and his people did not respect it.'" Abu Bakr said, "I revoke your pledge of protection and am satisfied with Allah's protection." At that time, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was still in Mecca, and he said to his companions, "Your place of emigration has been shown to me. I have seen salty land planted with date palms and situated between two mountains, which are the two Harra." So when the Prophet, peace be upon him, told it, some of the companions migrated to Al-Madina, and some of those who had migrated to Ethiopia returned to Al-Madina. When Abu Bakr prepared for emigration, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to him, "Wait, for I expect to be permitted to emigrate." Abu Bakr asked, "May my father be sacrificed for your sake. Do you really expect that?" Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, replied in the affirmative. So Abu Bakr postponed his departure in order to accompany Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and fed two camels, which he had with the leaves of Samur trees for 4 months.